الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله وعلى آل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى be praised. Choices, blessings, darud and salam in abundance upon the last of the divine messengers, the beloved of Allah, the cause of creation, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My most respected and beloved elders, mashayikh, ulema, kuffaz, sisters, brothers, beloved children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are in the blessed month in which we sow the seeds of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and to prepare us for this month we have the Miraj al-Nabi commemoration, which is held throughout the world on the 27th of Rajab. Much has been said about the Milad al-Nabi, Miraj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many ahadith, there are many ways of explaining it. People take some things literally, they take something figuratively, they understand things according to their level of understanding. To sum it up, it is a night, a fraction of a night, we couldn't even place time to it, when the total personality of the Holy Prophet والسلام, was withdrawn from the material universe back to Allah. No place existed, no time existed, only Allah existed. To put it very simply, when you look at a screen, like they project a movie onto a screen, we can say when Allah wished to create, He said, Kun, be. And He switched it on. And everyone's looking at the screen. Actually, that's why the Quran says this world is mata al-gurur, like fleeting images. That's what it is. It's fleeting images. And everyone's absorbed in a blank screen. But they forget the origin. So the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in his total personality, not only the physical Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam that we know, that walked and talked on this world as an example for us, but metaphysically the Nur-e Muhammadi, the light of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, was totally taken back to Allah. Hence, place, Makkah, became La Makkah, no place. Hence, time ceased to exist. It is as if the entire soul was removed from the material universe, and the entire material universe was brought back into energy. Now there are greater advances in science, but at one time, when Einstein was asked, what is this universe? It is, he said, it's energy transforming itself into matter. E is equal to mc squared. Energy transforming itself into matter. So all matter was withdrawn, total energy was taken back to the Prophet, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a state of la ilaha, nothing exists illa Allah, except Allah. The vehicles, the so forth, the mythological horse, some people want to take it literally, Allah bless them. It was ways of explaining things to people according to their level of understanding. Okay, alhamdulillah, may Allah accept our commemoration of the Mi'raj. It's also, in layman's terms, the Prophet ﷺ put the whole dunya behind him. The whole world, everything material. He put it behind him, and he got so close to Allah. The two places of Mi'raj is spoken about. One is the Isra. Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid. The furthest mosque, Masjid al-Aqsa, some say it's in Jerusalem. Personally, I feel it is the place of masjid, the place of prostration, when he prostrated in front of the Arsh of Allah. The furthest place, where no creature can ever go. It's only Allah and his Rasul. Now, what did he bring back for us? What was the reason for all this? Firstly, Allah wanted to show the world that you are seeing the human aspect of my Prophet. Don't confuse him to be a human being like you. Of course, I know, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. مِثْلُكُمْ is not like you. As you are human, I am human. But I'm not like you, any of you can't compare with me. I always use this example. A diamond is a diamond, and a piece of charcoal is a piece of charcoal. Both are made of carbon, but charcoal can't tell diamond, since we're both made of carbon, I'm like you. Diamond will say, no, I'm worth more than you. They burn you, they put me in the safe. If somebody eats you, carbon, you'll expel gases from the stomach. If they eat me, they'll die straight away. They can't even consume. So the Prophet ﷺ is human, we are human, he is diamond, we are charcoal. The word of difference. Now, what did he bring back? Rasulullah ﷺ said, I brought a gift for you. What's the gift, Ya Rasulullah? I brought an exercise that if you perform it, you will be able to get close to Allah also. And that is Salah, Namaz. It has been made compulsory upon you 5 times a day. But this namaz has a purpose. It's only a means. It's a means. Don't take the means and forget the end. The entry from here to Durban is the means to get to Durban. Don't say the entry is Durban or Maritzburg. It's the means to get to Durban. Okay? So, the Prophet ﷺ also warned us. He saw the past, present, future, everything. He told us what's going to happen in Jannah, what's going to happen in Jannah, what I saw, who I saw, what. Everything. Total knowledge. He is the total intellect. What is he? The total intellect. dependent intellect in totality. Who is he dependent on? Allah. Allah's knowledge is independent. Our knowledge is dependent. Allah's seeing is independent. Our seeing is dependent.
Okay.
Now we have an age. That Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned of. He said, very few will survive the age. He said, what is this age, Ya Rasulullah? He said, it is the age of Dajjal. Who is Dajjal, Ya Rasulullah? He said, he is the great deceiver, the great liar. He has a PhD. He's a professor and a doctor in lies. He will deceive you, O Ummah Muhammad, O man. Hence, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam organized the Quran, the last two verses he gave us, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. In Surah Falaq, Kul. Again, why must they always be Kul? Allah could have said, Huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Wa Lam Yulad, Wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. But he said, Kul, Huwa Allahu Ahad. Why? Nu'ayman was the great joker in the court of the Holy Prophet. He made him smile. Alhamdulillah, we have our own Nu'ayman. MashaAllah. But that doesn't give him license to overdo it. Okay. Now, you tell them, Ya Rasulullah, Kul. So that they don't shoot the messenger. You see, on this analogy, the message is important. The messenger is not important. No one looks at the postman, they look at the post. But Allah tells us, my divine postman is more important to me than the message. And I'll remind you everywhere in the message to remember him. You tell them there's one Allah. Allah is Ahad. Is unique, one of its kind. So that they don't forget that you saw, they didn't see. So, Kul A'uzu bi Rabbil Falaq. I seek refuge in Allah from the dark days, from darkness. Min sharri ma khalaq. Ye bara sharir hai. It's good to know. Urdu has taken a lot of words from Arabic. Some people think Arabic took the words from Urdu. Bara sharir hai. Shararati kar raha hai. Shar, mischief. It's an Arabic word. What it is? Mischief. Min sharri ma khalaq. From the mischief of mankind. So there will be mischievous men in the world. Now, Dajjal comes from the word Dajjala. Dajjala means, you know, like nowadays, there's no more camels. Before, the camel had a sore. So they took some tar and they covered the sore up. And they made it look so nice and they sold the camel as a healthy camel. Later the buyer finds out, they covered the sores with tar, they deceived me. And they go back to the seller and he says, but you took it footstools. As if, that's your problem. You signed, I got the document. That's why Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, if you sell material also, and you find there is one thread that is broken in the weaving, it is your duty to show the buyer. Now they don't do this to the camels, they just do this to the smashed cars. They just throw a filler over it and spray it very nicely. Later you find the filler falling off, you run back to the motor dealer. Allah bless the honest dealers. They have the, in Allah's eyes, they have the daraja, the status of a martyr. They tell you, hey, your problem, bro. You bought it. There's it, I sold it to you, there's the deal. So Muslims don't do this. If they do it, they shouldn't be doing it. Allah give us all that. Don't deceive people. Okay? And these two verses, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas, if you read it every day, inshallah, no evil can come towards you. It serves as a great protector. But if you read it mechanically, parrot fashion, then it will affect you according to your niyyah. And that's what we've become, a group of parrots. We've reached such a low age, low status, that if a parrot learns to read Surah Fatiha, we'll build one mazar for the parrot. That's how stupid we go. You swear, the parrot will swear. You say Alhamdulillah, the parrot will say Alhamdulillah. Okay. This terrible mastermind with a PhD in reception, first he will set his soldiers throughout the world. This is his law. Then he'll appear as the leader of a country which, according to our research, when I say our, we could be wrong. The teachers that, alhamdulillah, I follow. My teachers. They say he will rule from the illegitimate state of Israel. Why I say illegitimate state of Israel? Because there was a legitimate state of Israel which was ruled by Nabi Sulaiman and Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. So soon he will be ruling from there. Just like now we say, can't tell the Saudis anything. Allah gave them the holy land. Then we'll say, can't tell Dajjal anything. Allah gave him that holy land. He'll deceive you. So, he even said, this man will be such a master that he'll take the road leading to Jannah and make it look like the road leading to Jahannam. And he'll take the road leading to Jahannam, to hell, and make it look like the road leading to heaven. And who will be able to penetrate the reality of what has happened? Not the person who has a PhD from a university. Not the person who has a piece of paper from a Darul Uloom. A person who lives his life. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِ. A person who lives his life remembering Allah, whether he's standing, whether he's bowing, or whether he's laying on his side, meaning in his multifarious postures. In every posture, he will remember Allah. The remembrance will penetrate him so much. Some ladies get frightened, they say, when my husband sleeps in the night, he's doing business. I don't know who he's talking to, he's selling things. I think the jinn caught him. I said, don't worry, whole day's whole brain is working on your business. Now there are certain awliya of Allah that they don't snore. The zikr of Allah emanates from them, even when they sleep. Why? Because it has penetrated the entire being. Okay. So, then we have zikr.
الَّذِينَ يَشْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ كِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَلَا جُنُوبًا.
That's not all. Because this is where the West beat us. They made us sit down on one musalla with a tasbih. They say, you sit and pray and make zikr, move the beads. Not that it's not important. We'll rule the world.
وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
And ponder and think and make fikr. Not this, make fikr for the Ummah brother, make fikr for the Ummah brother, make fikr for the Ummah brother, we have to go out here, we have to go there, we have to go there. But you got no fikr, you're underpaying your staff. You got no fikr, you're overdoing it with them. You got no fikr that you are flaunting the laws of Allah in economics. But you want to wear big kurta. You want to wear big beard. You want to go for Hajj every year. You want to go for Umrah every year. You want to go give big pesa and burn a mosque. And if that mosque doesn't regard you as the head, then you go build another mosque.
That's how us today.
Big maulud, big urus. But not one day we asked our maid, how are you? How's your children? How did they do in school? Can I help them to go to school? Can I assist in their university fees? No, they don't like me when I speak like this. But that's the truth. Ye zikr neem shabi, ye muraqibe, ye surur. This zikr you do whole night. In a night shop. Ye muraqibe. This you sitting in contemplation. I'm in muraqiba. I'm in contact with Ghost Park. I'm in contact with Khaja Sahab. The bawas come on me. What is all this nonsense? That doesn't mean muraqiba. Ye surur. Oh, I get very ecstatic. I get the hand.
Khudi ke nigeba nahi to kuch bhi nahi.
If it doesn't take this ego out of you, it is nothing. Big peer saab. Hazrat so and so, Sheikhul Islam entering Ajmer Sharif. They'll make one video and put on Facebook. Highlight it. The Rolls Royce is entering with two. No, big power, very big power. Ye zikr neem shabi, ye muraqibe, ye surur.
Khudi ke nigeba nahi to kuch bhi nahi. Khirat bhi keh to diya la ilaha to kya haasil.
Even if your mouth has said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, so what? If your heart dilo nigaha musalmanahi to kuch bhi nahi. If your heart and your vision has not become Muslim, then you are a nothing. There are many non-Muslims who have not read the kalima, but their behavior is Muhammadan. Don't dress Muhammadan and behave Yazidian.
Somebody complained to me the other day, he saw this lady with the big parda. Not that she shouldn't be, alhamdulillah, bless her.
That pushes this poor African woman out of the line in checkers and goes to the car. And this girl got very mad. So I said, this is your lady's problem. You rather write a book about it. About akhlaq. So she said, what must I name it? I said, the devil sometimes wears parda.
Who's doing this? Dajjal. He's lying to us. So what did he come back with? The greatest gift. What is the gift? And sitting whole night and making La ilaha illallah Muhammad.
And then you're sitting against the wall. La ilaha. What is this?
Oh, that's zikr. You're remembering the greatest. You're not sitting with adab. You're coming into his house. You're not sitting with adab. Oh, but I'll show that irshad. He think he knows everything. I'll sit how I feel like. He think he owns the mosque.
No, I don't own the mosque. From there
to there, Sufi Saab made it wakaf. The rest of the land, alhamdulillah, belongs to my grandfather.
You understand?
I'm the mutawalli. So, what is the spiritual quest?
I'm seeing on one TV channel, mass zikr. So happens it's in a mosque that my grandfather established. Big, big hazrats, big turban, big, like they're going for the Battle of Badr. Big scarf like this. In between, as you get drinking ice water.
The first rule of zikr is when you make zikrullah, 1 hour after that, don't drink anything cold. Or you put the fire of the zikr off. How can these people guide people who don't know?
Then they go live streaming. What's worse than them, that New Zealand killer and them?
Because they're killing your soul and you don't know, you gave your soul to the devil. Say, no, he's a very big hazrat, his grandfather was there, his grandfather was there.
Does Chris Barnard's son come and say, my grandfather performed the heart operation, actually he didn't do it?
We're not going to get into that.
Oh, no, he died, I'm going to go take over his office. I'll put his life coat on, put the stethoscope on. Now I'm the doctor.
So, what did he bring back for us? Salah.
Now Allah speaks in the Holy Quran. He said, firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described Salah. What is Salah? As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min.
Salah is the mi'raj of the mu'min.
As-salatu nur.
Salah is light. In the Quran, Allah speaks of sab'a samawat. 7 levels. 7 strata of time and space. Whether they're running this way or they're running this way, we don't. Allah knows this.
Wherever you turn in the face of Allah. So Surah Fatiha is called Sab'a Ma'ani in the Quran.
So it is said when Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam read Surah Fatiha, he stopped at 7 places
in the Namaz session. In the first recitation of the first verse, stop. He was on the first samawat.
Second samawat. 7th one, right by the arsh of Allah.
That is Salah. But we can't wait. We me too. Now we'll make Allah Akbar, I'll be thinking what they could pray, dal or biryani. But at least we read the Salah.
Don't say, till I reach that stage, then I'll start reading, brother. No, you just wait. And be present.
Try to be present. Don't read Salah, then you want to talk about big things. How to do muraqibah? How am I do mushahidah? How do you do this? How do I hang myself upside down like Baba Farid in a well?
I like to hang some people upside down. I got one borehole here too. Let's see if you have managed.
Okay. Now, when you reach the arsh of Allah, then you say Amen. Then you read something.
from the Quran, out of reverence for Allah, you see his azmat, you go bow down. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
Then you want to have one more look. Then you go prostrate on the floor,
where your head is low and your heart is high. Meaning in Islam, love must overtake intelligence.
You understand?
Then, finally,
if you want to learn this, then you have to come by the place of marriage.
This is a sheikh. Not that I am one, I just learn from couple sheikhs. I just use it as my business too. You know, the O was working for you, then he opened his own business. I worked for him. Tamanna darde dil ki hai to har khidmat faqiron ki nahi milta hai ye gohar badshahon ke khazine.
So
in salah
you read Surah Fatiha standing up, right? Now sitting down, there's one point where you make assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi.
When you make that assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi,
it's the same thing as saying ya nabi salam alayk. Ya and ayyuhan nabi.
If you witnessing, that's why it's called tashahud, shahid, witness. If your inner eye has opened, because your outer eye will deceive you, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, the firasa of the mu'min is open. In that attahiyat, many a'imma have written this, including Imam al-Ghazali,
that if you reach the climax of salah, when you say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi,
you will witness the Prophet in front of you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you hear sama'a,
the reply, wa alaykum assalam ya ummati,
then your namaz is accepted. Then you'll never suffer from depression or anything in your world, because Rasulullah said, salam be upon you. Not carrying books and papers in your pocket. Sorry, Firoza.
Don't know how to read Urdu. Written in English. And now we'll start all wrong Urdu pronunciation too. Don't want to go. You tell them your pronunciation is not like, come by me, I'll teach you. No, no, we can't go by English.
We the so-and-so Qadri reading it on the tape and we wrote it down. All wrong.
Like they make salawat, dula, alayka, not dula, salawat, dula, alayka.
Okay? So hence, you went on a journey.
When you come back from a journey, you come in your house, what you say? I hope you say, not hi, I'm back.
What Muslims say? So that's why you say to your right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I came back.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This was the gift Rasulullah gave us. If you can lift heavy weights,
if you're a strong man physically and you don't have time to go down on the ground for Allah, you're a weak man.
There's no excuse to miss farz salah for no Muslim.
Even if he can't move and he can move his eyes, even if his mind can think and he can imagine himself standing and making ruku,
that is salah. My message for today is,
if we all start filling the masajids,
making our homes pure, read namaz in our homes, read Quran, make zikr. You know, some houses you enter, you say, this house feels very nice. Because zikr, Quran, everything is takes place in that house.
Some houses you enter, you say, oh, this feels creepy. You know what? God is not remembering those houses.
May Allah save us from this one, Alina.